You know, I have mixed feelings. Certainly, we're glad that they stuck with the $10 amount. But it's tragic that they froze the wage for tipped workers who are 66% women, majority people of color, most likely workers to fall below the federal poverty line. And obviously, when you extend the phase-in period, we were advocating for 2017, they extended it to 2018, it diminishes the value of a minimum wage. So there's still a lot of work left to be done, but this is a step in the right direction.
Is this the case of half a loaf is better than none?
You know, we've been fighting for this raise for quite a while. And we think it's a step in the right direction, but there's still work left to be done, and the fight's not over.
Budget and tax, I guess, gets it, and then also the full Senate. And then
yep,
the House.
It'll go to the floor. And, you know, obviously polls show that there is 70 to 80% support for 10-10 by 2017. So we hope that the legislators will listen to their constituents and vote for the right increase at the right time.
What about their approach for developmentally disabled adults? Are you all...
We support a raise for, you know, all workers, and we think that when, you know, any group of workers get a raise, it benefits other groups of workers as well.
Are you holding out hope that this will be amended on the floor of the Senate to phase it in faster?
Oh, we are still fighting for 10-10 by 2017, for sure.
And for tip workers as well?
We have champions.
Yep. Yep, and we have champions who are fighting for it, too. Sorry, what was your
and
question?
And for tip workers as well, are you hoping for an amendment on that?
It's something that we definitely need to fix.